Welcome to the Invention IP Podcast, your go-to source for all things patent, intellectual property, and invention. I'm John, and today's program focuses on patent invalidity search. Our expert speaker, David Smith, is a seasoned patent attorney with significant expertise doing patent invalidity searches. Welcome, David. It is a joy to have you on the show.
Thank you for hosting me, John. I'm thrilled to be here and offer my thoughts into the interesting realm of patent invalidity searches.
To begin, could you perhaps explain to our listeners what a patent invalidity search entails?
Of course. A patent invalidity search is a thorough inquiry that determines whether a given patent is valid or not. It entails extensively reviewing prior art to uncover any information that could invalidate one or more claims of the patent under issue. This approach is critical, particularly in cases where there is a potential infringement dispute or when attempting to contest the validity of a patent.
That sounds like a rigorous procedure. What are some common reasons why patents may be declared invalid during these searches?
There are various reasons why a patent could be declared invalid. One common reason is the availability of prior art that predates the patent's filing date. The prior art includes any publicly available information, such as previous patents, academic papers, or actual products, that exposes the same or similar inventions. If a patent examiner or a third party discovers previous art that anticipates or makes the claimed invention obvious, the patent may be declared invalid.
How do patent attorneys like you go about conducting these searches?
Conducting a patent invalidity search necessitates a combination of knowledge, experience, and access to numerous databases and resources. We begin by thoroughly reviewing the patent's claims to determine the scope of protection sought by the patent holder. Then we search for relevant prior art in specialist databases, patent repositories, academic journals, industry publications, and any other sources of information that may include relevant disclosures. The purpose is to find any references that may invalidate the patent's claims.
It sounds like a complicated process. How do you decide which earlier art references are most pertinent to the issue at hand?
That's an excellent question. Assessing the relevance of previous art requires careful examination of various variables, including the publication date, the content of the reference, the similarities between the disclosed invention and the patented claims, and the jurisdiction in which the patent is being reviewed. We also consider the degree of skill and knowledge in the relevant field at the time the patent was filed to evaluate whether the claimed invention would have been obvious to a person versed in the art given the available prior art.
Once you've completed the search and identified potentially invalidating prior art, what are the next steps?
The next steps are determined by the case's circumstances. If invalid prior art is uncovered during the patent prosecution process, the patent applicant may be able to change the claims to address the invalidity issues stated by the examiner. However, if the invention has already been awarded and is being contested in litigation or post-grant processes, the invalidating previous art might be used as evidence to invalidate or limit the patent's scope.
Fascinating. Are there any specific obstacles or complexities that patent attorneys face while performing patent invalidity searches?
Absolutely. One problem is the enormous abundance of prior work, especially in rapidly changing disciplines like technology and biology. It can be difficult to sift through massive amounts of data to identify the most pertinent references. Furthermore, patents are sometimes written in technical language and legal jargon, making them difficult to read and interpret. Furthermore, the landscape of prior art is always changing, with new publications and advances appearing on a daily basis, making it critical to stay current on the newest information.
That's a lot to ponder. Before we conclude, do you have any final comments or advice for our listeners who are navigating the realm of patent invalidity searches?
My advice is to get help from experienced patent professionals who have the knowledge and resources to conduct thorough and effective invalidity searches. Whether you're a patent holder wanting to defend your rights or someone dealing with a potential infringement lawsuit, having the correct help can make all the difference in obtaining a positive outcome. Furthermore, maintaining current on the newest advancements in patent law and prior art finding techniques will help you navigate the patent system more efficiently.
Thank you so much, David, for sharing your views and knowledge with us today. It has been a joy to have you on the show.
Thank you for hosting me, John. It has been a joy to discuss patent invalidity searches with you.
And thank you for listening to another edition of the Invention IP Podcast. Visit www.invention.com to learn about our services and resources for all of your patent and intellectual property needs. We can assist you with patent prosecution, doing a patent invalidity search, or seeking assistance on IP strategy. Don't forget to subscribe to our newsletter for the most recent information and insights. Until the next time, take care.